the pillows felt like clouds, or was it the other way around? How your neighbor came in to yell at you when the party got too loud. When I snuck into your living room, and I wish that you would follow. First you didn't, but then you did. And it was already tomorrow, and you told me how you had an uncle who played the villain in those movies. How he died, and then you cried. You apologized profusely. I was nervous that this was as good as I could ever feel. And I was right.
I was wishing that we were two other people. Need not
I confess to thinking sex was my salvation. Really, they just start with the letter S. You'll forgive me for thinking heaven was her bedroom. As close as I would ever get. As close as I would ever get. You a princess or an heiress, or just a daughter of a rich man. In this land, it comes out sunshine that you never have to learn. New York City's cold, and when you love someone, you should hold on to them so tightly till you crush them or they wriggle from your grasp. You don't just stand there and say nothing, but at least I learned my lesson. And I confess to thinking sex was my salvation. Really, they just start with the letter S. You'll forgive me for thinking heaven was her bedroom. As close as I would ever get. As close as I would ever get.
I Dream the Deep Dive. And that is such an interesting song by TV Girl. It's called Heaven is a Bedroom from 2016. Before that was Interwave featuring iDress, a song called June. That was Willis's pick. The TV Girl there, I've been listening to them for a while now, since like 16, 17.
Oh, is that right?
And they're very different. And I think I told you, I watched the Bonnaroo Festival, I think it was, a couple weeks ago. They showed the streams on Hulu.
You can watch.
And I, for the first time, I saw them live. And I saw how they pulled this sound off because I was like, how is he doing this? It's a bedroom pop group. Like, what is he doing live?
Yeah.
But they have a band.
Okay.
It's not like a full band, but like he plays keys and maybe stands like sings. And then there's like a drummer and somebody doing samples.
Okay. So there's a bunch of people standing around.
Yeah, like three or four people. But it's definitely a concept I appreciate. But you were asking about the lyrics of the song. And what I gathered from it is like he had this one experience with this really cool girl.
Right.
And maybe she was out of his league. And he went in and had the night of his life. He was picking out her records. And he says, he kept saying, like, before you left for New York, like, I was looking through your apartment and through your records the night before you left for New York. And he says, you'll convince me, you'll excuse me for thinking heaven was your bedroom because it was the closest I'll ever get. In other words, like, he got as close to heaven that night as he was ever going to get.
The moment of his life.
But she ended up leaving for New York, and he's now longing for her. And like, if I ever make it there, would it be doing me any good to come, or is your life, have you moved on in your life?
It's a very normal thought for a guy.
It is, especially somebody who might have was hitting out of his league.
Right.
I had that. I remember one of my first experiences in my relationship life. I was like probably 18, and I remember somebody introduced me to this girl who was like 24 or 25, maybe I was 19, but I had never really met and like talked to a girl that was older, like, and in like sort of an attraction way or like in a relationshipy way. But she looked, I felt like she was way out of my league. And, but she kind of took a liking to me and like was, it seemed like it was like, wow, she's really into me. Like, why? She could have anybody, you know? That was one of those feelings.
Yeah. Had.
And she didn't live nearby. I think she lived in another state. It was a friend of a friend. So anyway, I was kind of into her and was hoping it was going to eventually like develop into something. And then she kind of just disappeared after like hanging out, after like maybe a few days of hanging out with her and like really enjoying each other's company. She went on to her life and I never really heard from her again.
Yeah.
But I remember sort of feeling like I'll never get somebody that way again. You know, she was too good for me, I guess. And it was a weird thing. And I think this song kind of harkens back to that feeling of like, that was the closest I'm ever going to get to that situation.
Right.
And you still kind of long for it because you had it once and then it's like escaped you, but you really think it could come back.
Well,
like,
and
maybe.
Also that sets the standard, like that's what I want. And he probably isn't getting that afterwards. He's maybe he's in a lull, right? And he's just pining over
that one, like say anything, right? Going with the boombox in the driveway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm glad you liked it. I have to say that song, every time I hear it, I get like these weird chills. And I really enjoyed listening to it out of Innerwave, out of the song June. It felt like a really comfortable segue into this like brighter version of that song.
It's got a lot of movement and it's very danceable. And the word I come up with is nifty. It's very nifty because it's kind of light and it's got very unique patterns of rhythms and also the samples. And there's some swarming thing that goes around your head if you're wearing headphones. So it's a headphone song for sure.
Sure.
And what really struck me were the vocals. So it's a guy singing, but then there's at the same exact same timing, there's a second voice there that sounds higher pitched, that could be a girl, but it's so tight. And you described that it's probably the same guy, but just sampled and pitched up a level, which makes complete sense, and maybe that's even an effect that you can
it
just
is.
Turn on.
I have to admit, I tried to cover this song on my own.
Is that right?
And it was such a hard song because he's doing the double vocals. He does a vocal that's like, if I ever make it to New York, it's like down here.
Yeah.
And then he has another voice up here.
But it's not a falsetto.
It's
been
not.
Literally
it's
processed.
Just higher. Yeah. And but it's so tight in its layering that it sounds like one voice with
it does.
An effect.
Yes.
And I have a hard time singing in that like kind of quieter register down here.
Mm-hmm.
Like it, for whatever reason, it doesn't work as well for me to sing there.
Yeah.
And my cover version really wasn't good. I remember listening to it and thinking it sounded good when I was doing it and then put it on the car. And I was like, nobody's ever going to hear this.
When was this?
This is probably 3 years ago.
Okay.
I was disappointed. I could not capture the vocals because I was like, he's doing something that I can't put my finger on how to recreate it.
You have to download the pack.
I would like almost want you to hear it, but I almost am embarrassed because I don't think it's up to standard for me, at least what I think my standards are. It's tough.
Now that we've discussed it, I'm willing to bet that that's some effect you can get, right? And just install it. And when you sing, it's going to basically raise your pitch and sing along with you.
I feel like I'd be better off. It was hard. I remember trying to sing the higher register as the main line.
Yeah.
Because I like that.
Mm-hmm.
and then maybe double up with the lower, but I couldn't get up to that high part in my tone of voice. I couldn't get there.
Yeah,
so I had to stay lower.
Because that voice, that level, is not a male in the male range. That's definitely a female range.
Soprano or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, alto, soprano. Anyway, that's TV Girl, Heaven is a Bedroom from 2016. We have four more songs left. So this is weird. I will say,
all right,
this next song is your choice.
Yeah.
It's Think About Things. Daddy Fryer. I think the name of the group is Daddy Fryer, and you just have them backwards here, right?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Okay. Yep.
This one did not resonate with me right out of the gate.
I wasn't expecting it.
It was very, it's such a weird, but I almost enjoyed how uncomfortable it made me feel, if that helps you. I was really kind of like trying to put my finger on what I was listening to.
Yes.
And like what, why I can't like categorize it, which I tend to like. It was an emotional journey through this song.
I picked it out kind of on purpose because it threw me as well when I first heard it. So the guy's from Iceland, and he's very talented, actually. And I came across this by accident. And I think if you listen to his music, none of it really fits Hi-Fi Dream. but this song, Think About Things, is so catchy to me. And he's got a very interesting range, his vocal range. He can go low, he can go high, he can go in between, and almost like seamlessly. And this song reminds me a lot of the Kimbra song that we played.
Cameo Lover.
Because it's so out there as far as what genre is it.
Genre bending is what it is.
Yeah.
It's, you called it.
This song is funky. It's disco dancey. It's
retro for sure.
It's got a retro jazzy sound. It's got horns in it. It's a dance song. It's an anthem. It's anthemic. I just like it because it's completely off.
You
off
like
from
weird
left field.
Stuff too. I remember, what was the song I started playing in a rotation? Nice Town.
Yes, Metronomy.
Which took me a second. I'm a Metronomy fan, but uh-huh. That one took me a second, right, mm-hmm. initially. But then I liked it almost more because it took me a little while, right? Like sometimes yeah. that having to work to get it makes you like it even more.
Exactly.
And Metronomy's coming up, by the way.
Exactly.
That song is heavy rotation. It's been for a while
okay.
us. I love that song, which not to get ahead. But this, I would say it's definitely a challenging song you chose here.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind, and I think that's the whole purpose of the show, is kind of like expanding the boundaries a bit.
Now, you read it, you hit it on the head. That's what I was going for. It's a little bit of shock value, but also to say, hey, there's different types of music out there, and this is our kind of platform to play it. And this guy probably would not normally be played on Hi-Fi Dream, but it's such a, it's a very different way to approach a song. In a modern time, this is 2020, yeah. It's not that old. And I just love it. And there's a music video for it. They recorded and super fun. It's super fun. And it's just, there's even in the music video, the people kind of, they're performing for a crowd of people and the people are kind of looking like, huh, what's happening here? And
really? So, is it Daddy Fryer or Daddy Fryer?
It's like Dowdy. You say it really fast, Dowdy. Daddy Fryer.
I guess I'm going to, when I listen this time through, I will probably feel a little differently about it. But my first two listens were challenging.
Yeah, that's fair.
I couldn't find where it's going to be. What's the part of this I really like that I could latch to? So that's what I'm kind of hoping for here.
All right.
It's definitely genre bending. So let's play it.
Yeah, it's very groovy.
Baby, I can't wait to know. Be there, so though I know I love you, I find it hard to see how you feel about me. To learn how to speak. When we first met, I will never forget. Cause even though I didn't know you yet, we were bound together then and forever, and I could never let you go. Baby, I can't wait to know.
stars have started to align. We are bound together now and forever, and I will never let you go.
Deep Dive on Hi-Fi Dream, Greg Willis. That's called 777 by Wishy. Brand new. I just found that song a couple weeks ago, and I was like, immediately, I'm like, this is going on the station. Like, I couldn't get to it fast enough, but I really feel like it's nostalgic for the 90s.
Exactly.
You said the Sundays.
That's the first thing that I heard when I...
100% agree.
Measure.
Sundays, Cranberries, Saint Etienne, Dubstar, we played a couple weeks ago. there was this certain, when you think of the Sundays too, summertime,
yep,
like you and
exactly.
me in the summertime, it kind of has that same kind of, that beat that's very consistent, like a programmed beat mm-hmm. sampled, mm-hmm. but like you said, it almost, it's played like a four-piece band.
It felt like I heard the bass, I heard the guitar, I heard the drums, you know.
So I was happy to hear a song that harkened to a time that I don't feel is very it's a road less traveled right now.
For
Natalie
sure.
and Brulia Torn, remember that song?
Oh yeah, I love
like
that song.
Those kind of tracks that were very popular in the 90s, late
female
90s.
Female vocals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alanis Morissette, whatever. But this sort of does it in the more indie way, the dream pop kind of way.
Yeah.
And it reminds me a lot of that stuff in the 90s that I really grew up on.
Yeah, I like the stretched out... you know, electric guitar, like kind of bending the notes a little bit or sliding along the string. It's very reminiscent of that era, too. A lot of the...
I could imagine us watching 777 being performed by Wishy on Arsenio Hall's show.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like
right.
93.
That's true.
Before that was a song you chose by Daddy Fryer or Dotty Fryer mm-hmm. called Think About Things. And over here on this side during the whole song I'm just like I'm trying to get into it.
He was trying to grasp it.
And I was finding certain elements that I like about it, but I feel that the vocals are where the disconnect is for me more than the music.
Yeah, you said it's kind of dry, right?
Dry and like, you know, staccato almost.
Yeah. I think of it as alliteration actually. He chose these kind of lyrics as I will never forget, and it you can kind of just see them really yeah, making their lips move really fast, and they're a very tongue-in-cheek kind of
See, that I'm not getting because I didn't know that it was tongue-in-cheek.
I think that's just my interpretation, but it's because they're from Iceland, but they're singing this kind of soul, funky...
Well, some of my favorite groups in the world are from Iceland.
That's true, but
Sigur Rós, Björk.
But the style, the genre that they kind of lean into is going to be a little bit more mysterious, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But this is trying to be more Americanly funk.
Definitely overtly funk house.
And jazz and disco all mixed together. And those words don't spell out Iceland to me.
Right, I agree. That definitely doesn't sound like Iceland.
But that doesn't mean that they don't appreciate the type of music in Iceland. So that's what's cool is they're trying to like work outside of their, I don't know, just to be worldly. And it is a goofy song. And what I appreciate the most about it is I think if you watch the video of them singing, you kind of get more of a sense of who this guy is, Dowdy.
That's what I need to watch.
Maybe. But, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't translate just listening to the song.
I was saying that the vocals remind me of how, like, the singer is singing like a trumpet would play.
Yeah.
It's like, pep, 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 pep. It's like very sharp. It's staccato. Yeah, so there was a song a couple weeks ago, you're like, I just don't get it. And I remember being like, at first I was like, really? And then I'm like, well, I guess it makes sense. Like, not everybody hears it the same way. You don't receive music and run it through the same receptors that everybody else does. So it kind of makes sense. And then this reminds me. Not every song is going to be like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think the last thing I would say about this guy is his vocal range is pretty broad. And when you hear him singing, he kind of goes low, starts out low, but then he goes high. And I think he's got a unique voice, but it's really hard to kind of suss that out.
Yeah, yeah.
In just one song. So I did hear some other music from him.
How is it?
He's good. He's a good vocalist, I think.
Okay. Maybe I should listen to other songs and. Because that sometimes happens, too. When you find a song or two that you like, then you're like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
And it warms it up.
I think he's one of those super talented bedroom, you know, producers that has a good voice and now he has a following. That's the way I see him. And this song stands out from his album that he released because it's so funky. I think his other music is a little bit more rock folk.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we got one more set of music. We have two more songs, actually. First one is a track you'll hear on the station, actually, quite a bit. It's a favorite of mine from 21.
I had no idea.
Metronomy and Big Pig. I play a bunch of Big Pig songs, play a bunch of Metronomy songs, but together, this is a perfect song.
I love the collaborations, right? And Big Pig, B-I-I-G-P-I-I-G.
Different than the one you were looking for.
I was looking for the song Breakaway from the 90s that they featured in Bill and Ted's.
Big Pig is an R&B artist, soul artist, really.
Uh-huh.
The newer version.
The newer version, right.
B-I-I-G, P-I-I-G.
Right.
More of a soul, psychedelic soul kind of vibes.
So I was searching for that, but then this song popped up, and I saw Metronomy. I said, oh, well, this is interesting.
You're a fan of.
I am now a fan. So 2021, not too new, but 405. So I'm really glad that it's already a song in rotation.
Yeah, it's established, and it's been moving for a while. I mean, I've always liked the song. There's other tracks by Big Pig I like as well that are right up there. Metronomy has some phenomenal, very unique sounding band. They're another one of these kind of genre bending artists.
Exactly.
They go from like, almost remind me a little bit of Panda Bear or Animal Collective, where it's like psychedelic and trippy. They go into sometimes like the Nice Town was like kind of an R&B, trip hop vibes,
rap,
90s kind of trip hop, pop trip hop. And then there's like moments where they go like straight up dreamy pop rock. Other times it's like a little dancier, new wavy. They're really kind of different.
I like that.
And I like this collaboration because they're two completely different artists coming from two completely different places, and they write this song right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. Did you happen to fall in love with the song?
I thought the song was a perfect Hi-Fi Dream song when
okay.
I heard it.
Well, you're right.
And I said, I like to end the show with a little bit more Hi-Fi Dream sound, no matter how far we stray, before that.
I could see you were trying to make up for Donnie
Fryer.
I was
trying to make up, exactly. Snap it back into shape. So it's like the little hand slap, bam, bam.
You did a good job of getting me back on the road.
Okay, good.
Now I'm back. My motorcycle is back on the pavement.
So we're back into the dream state.
Yeah, we're back to dreams. But this was a great one. And this was a couple of years ago it came out. These collaborations are starting to see a lot more. I feel like there's more collaborations than ever before. And it's interesting when they do come from different areas musically. You love the collabs.
I do.
That's one of your favorite things, I think.
I think that's the way I find a lot of music, really, is who's this, who are they working with, and then drill into that person. And that's kind of like when you mentioned you go to see a band play and then there are other bands playing with them.
Yeah.
And then you say, oh, I'd never heard that sound before. And then you follow that band. So much of the music in my collection are from those other bands that were playing with the band.
I love your journey through it. Like I see you take a different, necessarily, not necessarily a different approach, but your approach uniquely is your own because you branch off in ways that I don't typically.
Mm-hmm.
I do look to see what other artists are listening to. Like I look at other artists and what their playlists are, so to see kind of what inspires them. Your way is different though, and it's cool. But I also find that you gravitate towards these songs where you take two different, completely different sounding artists that come together to create something unique.
That's right.
It's very cool. I went way poppy at the end here. Pop rock, if you will.
Great choice.
You like this, huh? Cheerleader is the band. They're definitely pop rock.
So
pop rock.
Catchy. Very catchy. And you got to like the singer. I think the singer, the lyrics, and you kind of get on their side.
He's a slacker. You know what I mean? Like in the lyrics, I'm glad you listened to the lyrics, by the way, on this. He's talking about himself in such a way like, I'm a slob, I'm a wreck, I'm a mess. If you like me like that, it's okay.
Yeah.
And he understands that he's not perfect.
Yeah.
How can I explain it? But I'm not perfect. And hopefully you can accept me for this.
You know, what's funny is you mentioned this could be in any John Hughes movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you agree?
I do agree. Or perhaps a 90s sitcom in the opening credits.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? This is like the show about the guy who lives in the apartment in New York.
My two dads.
Yeah. Something
what
like that.
What was the one with the kid? It was like a... The theme song was actually done by They Might Be Giants, maybe, or not Bare Naked Ladies. It was like popular show 90s. With a little kid. It was like not
Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
This could sound like the intro to that
exactly.
show. You're right. I never thought of that, dude. That's so true. But what I find is I really like this song from the day I heard it. And I knew it was like overtly 80s rock pop. Like anthemic in a lot of ways.
Right.
But there's two parts. It's got this Phil Spector wall of sound thing going on, like the beginning beat, the doo.
Yeah,
doo,
right.
You know, like this.
We hear that
reverb.
So many times.
But there's also this sort of like shout along, sing along chorus, which reminds me of the 80s, like Don't You Forget About Me.
Exactly.
Or those types of songs.
Yeah.
And then it has the indie rock spirit of the 2000s. You know, a lot of these like groups that were really making good, like you say, the Killers or even those types of groups, right? Mm-hmm. So there's something about this that's very, very playful. But there's also this other side of it where the artist itself is singing about himself and his love for this person, but also like explaining, like, I'm not going to change.
Right.
Like, this is, I'm a
wreck. Imperfect.
I'm not good. But if you, you know, I don't know how to tell you this, but I hope you could still accept me. Yeah. And there is a charm about it. I can't explain what that charm is, but there is a charm.
Oh, I get it. I mean, as soon as you realize that somebody's got a flaw, you want to find out what it is. Like, what's the drama there?
Yeah.
Right? That's why it's a sitcom. It's a perfect sitcom.
They wrote a perfect pop song here. If this came out in 1985, it would have been a number one song. I even feel like if it got more attention, they have a couple of hits, but if it got more attention than it did, I feel like if radio got behind it, it would have been a smash. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of sad that not many people know it, but I'm glad you liked it.
Great choice.
And we end on a high note, I think. We come back to the poppy, actually a very accessible ending to the show.
Definitely.
After a very like a diverse journey through all kinds of sounds. Thanks for being here, dude.
Thanks for having me again.
Show 42 next week.
That's right.
I don't even know where we're going with that one yet.
Who knows?
But we appreciate everybody who's been listening. And we're going to leave you with two songs. Like I said, Metronomy and Big Pig doing 405. And then Cheerleader doing A Million Ways to End It, The Deep Dive.
Smiled and Hi-Fi Dreams Deep Dive.
Without you, I'm not the one.